We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seidens. It's our top local story. Tonight's Major League Baseball All-Star Game. It will be loaded with Dodgers, just as it was back in 1980 at the Ravine.
Among them playing first base was Steve Garvey, but that wasn't his first All-Star Game. That was in Pittsburgh in 1974. Not even on the official ballot, he was a fan write-in All-Star. And then, as he told us, there was this.
Ironically, the week before, I had the mumps, but I had to go. All these people, you know, had celebrated me by writing my name in, and one thing leads to another, and I get a couple of hits and two RBIs, and Yogi Berra forgets he had put Perez in a pinch hit, and all of a sudden, I'm the only guy for both teams that starts all nine innings, goes all nine innings, so... That one was the first big game of my career.
And the result of that, Steve Garvey was the MVP of that 1974 All-Star Game. Not bad. In a game that included Johnny Bench, Pete Rose, and Hank Aaron. Dick Helton, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The drought is taking a heavy toll on the largest water reservoir in the area.
The water level behind Hoover Dam at Lake Mead has been dropping about a foot a week, currently at 1,041 feet. If it drops to 895 feet, Lake Mead reaches Deadpool, meaning water no longer flows from Hoover Dam. One agricultural economics professor tells KNX this is a test of Hoover Dam's abilities.
Two or three generations ahead of us thought this through, said we are in a very arid place where people said, gee, I don't know how we could possibly use all this water, but the people that manage a lake, whether it's Shasta or Lake Mead, and have to plan for next year could be equally dry. So they have to manage that lake as in a safety first sort of a way.
Agricultural econ professor Daniel Sumner, UC Davis. If the water level at Lake Mead continues its current rate of decline, about a foot a week, it is 2.8 years from reaching Deadpool. Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
There's also been reports of an explosion at the Hoover Dam. Video posted to Twitter shows the explosion and fire in a building near the base of the dam.
Still on fire, smoking a lot. The bridge we're standing on is shaking a lot. Cars down below there. And we saw it explode. It was very big.
It's still uncertain what caused the blast. The Boulder City Fire Department says the fire was extinguished by the time their crews arrived on scene. Street takeovers, they happen all over Southern California. Just last night, drivers lit things up in the brand new 6th Street Bridge.
They were spinning their wheels, doing donuts, leaving their calling cards, a bunch of skid marks, and then there was the crash with the video posted to YouTube. The driver ran off, leaving his car behind. LAPD impounded it. Law enforcement agencies have special units to deal with street racing and takeovers and try to get to the locations in time to arrest people and tow away their vehicles. Police worry about the danger the takeovers pose. One man taking videos on the bridge today says he gets it.
You know, they need to be careful because many people are walking or riding bicycle, you know.
But others say it is what it is.
It's part of living in Los Angeles. It's nothing new to us.
No one was arrested in the bridge takeover last night, although if police have a car in their possession, it may not be long until they're talking to the driver. John Baer, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
LAPD Chief Michael Moore had nothing to say about the bridge takeovers at this morning's Police Commission meeting, nor was he asked about it by any of the commission members. He did talk about criminal charges involving the two men suspected of being behind the deadly 7-Eleven crime spree last week. The chief says the suspects could be tied to earlier crimes.
We believe that these suspects involved, either one or both, may actually be involved in 9 additional convenience store robberies or food stand robberies that date back to the late 2021.
The LAPD is launching an investigation into Malik Pat and Jason Payne, who are already facing murder and robbery charges.
Robbery Homicide Division has been tasked with looking across the entire city at similar MOs that these suspects were engaged in to identify other crimes that they may be involved in. Our work continues alongside our partners with ATF, as well as Orange County, San Bernardino, and Riverside County law enforcement.
Chief Moore reported some slight reductions in year-to-date violent and property crimes in the city of Los Angeles. An armed man shot by police in Leimert Park. LAPD officers called to the area of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Bronson Avenue last night. It was about 7:30 after reports of an assault with a deadly weapon. When they arrived, the man allegedly had a weapon. Officers opened fire. He was arrested at the scene, taken to a local hospital, said to be in stable condition. No officers were injured. The cause of the shooting is under investigation. Five men have been arrested in Burbank for allegedly stealing catalytic converters. Officers called to Olive Avenue and 6th Street early Saturday morning after a report that several men were trying to steal the part from a Toyota Prius. They searched the area, found two vehicles described by the reporting party. Inside, officers discovered several tools used for stealing catalytic converters, including floor jacks and saws. The five men are now in custody. They are charged with felony grand theft.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.